Right. Well, moving from, again, outer space into the inner space. Laura, here's one for you as a neuroscientist. Can you help with Shepherd's question?
How can I improve my short-term memory?
If you imagine yourself at a party and you're listening to someone, they've just introduced themselves. And
cat
you think,
at a party? That doesn't
yeah. matter.
I'm interested in this because I have like goldfish memory span for people's names. You can introduce me to someone and like literally it's just gone.
So the idea is often we're thinking about what do we want to say next, how important this person might be, or even where's our drink or whatever it might be. And actually, we didn't attend to it in the first place. And if we look at theories of attention, it does say that we can shallowly process things that are outside of our main focus, but it's much less likely to get into the very competitive working memory store so that we can recall it. So the first thing I would say is listen, which sounds very simplistic, but it's definitely important. In terms of, there's two ways I want to go about thinking about this now. One of them is what we're doing in the neuroscience world. And that's, there's lots of things around working memory training.
So is this things like, you know, if I meet someone called Bob, I need to go, hi, Bob, how's things with you, Bob? Or just say to myself, like, Bob.
Yeah, so actually this is the second part, which is actually the strategies that will help you, really. And they can be two different things. And so repetition is absolutely one in terms of, and many say, you know, and what you're doing is you're kind of embedding it into your pre-existing representations of a memory. So you're actually using your long-term memory stores to enable that process. And that's really what mnemonics works on, which is incredibly fascinating. But, I mean, we've all done it. And actually, I can just whistle-stop tour of some things that will help you in that scenario specifically.
Yeah. How do I remember people's names?
How do you remember
parties?
People's names? Okay, so the first thing you can do is multi-sensory integration. So think about where that person is, you know, what kind of aftershave they might have on. You've got a picture of the visual scene. And what we know is that the more that we're tacking into, the more likely it is to have a long-lasting representation. You've also got very fun pictures that you can make where, for example, if that person's name is Annabelle, you can imagine a really outrageous, huge bell with Anne on the front and Nat on the back. And it can be making a really loud noise. And the more crazy that you make it, the more likely you're able to recall that piece of information. And it's very quick. It's one image and you've picked up the whole scene and you can even put it in any place that you'd like. So that's very interesting. And if in doubt, you can always use a notepad.
That's what I tend to do. So loads and loads of tips there. So hopefully our listener Shepherd will, next time they're at a party or need any kind of memory like that, write it down and make outrageous pictures. Thanks very much for those tips.